I'm over the moon about the royal wedding, and I'll tell you for why. The words are not mine, but those of the columnist Giles Corran in the centre page of yesterday's Times. And on the opposite side of the page, Janice Turner is saying very nice things about William and Kate. William, she says, shows modesty and gratitude for his blessed life. And of Kate, a leader in Friday's Times says that if she accompanies William to Zurich next month, when he travels to support England's bid for the 2018 World Cup, the presence of England's charming future queen would add unmatchable glamour to England's bid. So royalty and kingship are much in the news. Today we are celebrating the feast of King Jesus. Yes, I am a king, he said when challenged by Pilate. And the gospel we've just read puts before us the picture of Jesus on his throne, nailed to it, wearing his crown made from a thorn bush, and with the royal inscription fastened in mockery above his head, I-N-R-I, Jesus Nazarenus Rex Judaeorum, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And it was from this place of shame and mockery that he showed what his kingship meant. He promises a place in his kingdom to a criminal hanging on one side of him. And he showed what his kingship really meant when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So it is from his cross that Jesus defines his kingdom. And he shows his power not in any spectacular act of power, but by a spectacular act of the heart. He forgives those who nailed him to his bed of pain. Once when he was asked where to look for the kingdom of God, when will the kingdom of God come, he says, and he makes an astonishing statement, he says, the kingdom of God is within you. And so we remind ourselves today that the kingdom of God is within each of us. And whenever we act out of compassion or forgiveness, we are the kingdom of God. Whenever we act out of love, especially for the love of God, the kingdom of God is there. And whenever, as a loser in the game of life, you don't fight back in revenge, but in forgiveness, you are behaving like Jesus. And so the big question we are left with this morning on this feast of the kingship of Jesus is, how do I learn to see with his eyes? How do I learn to feel with his heart? How do I learn to respond to the world with that same healing love that he showed? Julia's story I read the other day, she was in her late 30s when the man she loved and was hoping to marry abruptly went off with another woman and married her that he had only just recently met. And the story tells or says that many a woman in Julia's situation would have curled up in self-pity and withdrawn from life, or perhaps married inappropriately on the rebound. But Julia challenged her love into an organization of women who sought out and looked after abandoned children. And as the writer of the story said, unable to find a man to share her love or heal her wounded heart, and unwilling to see her love go to waste, she built a world organization to dispense love and healing. When she died, her gravestone read, Mother of Thousands. The kingdom of God is within. And whenever we act from within in ways that are life-giving, in ways that bring peace to a troubled situation, in ways that give love where it is most needed, we are, in St. Paul's words, putting on Christ, putting on Christ. We are learning to see with his eyes, to feel with his heart. We are his hands. We are Christ. A great spiritual writer of our time writes, "Your nature is to become God. Less than that won't satisfy you. Your nature is to become God. Less than that won't satisfy you."